Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Let's worship and praise Him together. Let's enter into His presence with praise and joy. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. That is the name we greet you in with each broadcast, because there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Matthew 5:10. He said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God." All right, persecution will come if you're a saint of God and you're living for Jesus. But the Lord is there to bless us in the time of persecution. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information, and then be ready to take it down in just a little while. All right, let's take a Holiness Hymns of Praise. Let's go to page 263. Clap your hands and sing along with us on "I've Anchored in Jesus."
Upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, and storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I'll all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrow and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored In Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he has power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. Oh yes, I've anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Hallelujah. And be very sure that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. From Philippians 4:4, the word of God, the precious promise for today's broadcast. Before we pray, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Well, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be, we sing. But I'm thankful that we can have some times of rejoicing here. We are forgiven of our sins, and that brings a time of rejoicing in the presence of God. Let's pray together today. Would you just bring your needs to the altar? Let's present them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you today, Lord, that we can rejoice. Lord, so many people are sad and they're just stricken and overcome with drama. So many people, Lord, are depressed and they're down all the time and don't seem to have any joy or any happiness. They just seem to be depressed all the time. But Lord, we know that you're able to help that. And Lord, if those individuals in those conditions that I just mentioned will come to you, Lord, at the end of the story, they can do what the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice. Lord, help us to realize that we've got something to rejoice about. We are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, and we're thankful today that the song says, if you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. And what a wonderful way to spell joy, J-O-Y, Jesus and others and you. Lord, we want this congregation to be a happy bunch of people. We want them to be a worshiping bunch of people, a rejoicing bunch of people, a praising bunch of people, a worshiping bunch of people. Lord, as we lead them through the years, I just thank you today for the many that we've heard from that worship with us. And I know, Lord, there have been more we haven't heard from than we have heard from. But Lord, I'm glad today that people are right now worshiping you. I pray, Lord, you'll help us to realize just what you've done for us. Let that joy spring up like a fountain in our heart and let us rejoice today. We're supposed to rejoice in the day because this is the day that the Lord has made. We've got so much to be thankful for and we'll praise you for it. Help us to be that thankful in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever.
To live.
are appreciating you being in our audience. Why don't you drop us a card or a letter and let us know that you're there. Send any mail if you have a check or money order you'd like to include. It would be appreciated. But send it to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online, hear the service anytime. And then if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. It does work you through PayPal, but there are no hidden fees or charges, and you don't have to set up an account or any such thing. It is a safe, free transaction, and I'm notified immediately when you do that. All right, I believe in the old-time way. Do you really believe that today? Hallelujah, let's sing unto him. Oh, I believe to an old camp meeting. I pray through in the old-time way. It was there at an old-time altar. I was saved by God's amazing grace. I confess my sinful living. I said I'm sorry for my sin. Opened up my heart to heaven. Then my God came in. Now I'm an heir to a home in heaven. I believe in the old time way. Oh, I believe in the old time way. I believe, believe, believe is what it's gonna take. Gonna take. Oh, I believe,
oh, I believe
in the old time way. I believe, believe, believe it's what it's gonna take. Oh, I believe. Time way. I believe, 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 believe it's what it's gonna take. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. We need to pay special attention to that. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join us each weekday at this same time. Again, any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410, and then the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Oh, I believe,
oh, I believe
in the old time way. I believe, believe, believe it's what it's gonna take. Oh, I